Well, Andy, some thoughts on the spring sports practices starting today, first day of spring.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. As usual, we have a lot of activity going on starting right now, and each team will be in a different slot. The field house will be full, the gym will be full, and the kids are really eager. They're excited to get going now. They were teased a little bit with the weather, and we're hopeful to be outside right away, which would have been great. But we'll wait and see when that turf melts and when the fields get ready for play, and we'll get them outside as soon as we can.
And no varsity coaching changes for the spring in Danvers?
No, we're pretty stable right now in terms of the spring season. We have a couple new assistants here and there, but the varsity programs are very steady right now, so we're excited to pick up where we left off.
Haven't had a chance to talk to you, but Ryan Nolan, the new football coach, took over for Sean Terrio, who stepped down to take an assistant's job with Framingham State. He's within the program, defensive coordinator. Just a comment from you on being able to elevate him up to the head coaching position.
Yeah, Ryan's a great coach, great guy. It's going to be a seamless transition. The kids really respect him, which sort of put it over the top for me in terms of finding a successor to Coach Terrio. He's got a lot of football knowledge. He's a hard worker. He's hard on the kids, but he's fair, and he keeps these kids' interests are going to be forefront in his mind. So we're very lucky to have him. We're very excited to have him, and I know he's eager to sort of hit the ground running and get this thing going.
All right, Andy, good talking with you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School.